We did that because, obviously, it was one of me nan's favourite things to do, was texting on the phone. So that's why, you know, we'd done that. We buried her with the favourite things that she wanted, and one was definitely her phone. So me and my family, like, just message her from time to time, letting her know how we are and, you know, things that, personal things, really. And basically it's just been taken away from her now.
And why do you feel you want to continue sending her messages so long after she's died?
Well, because that's our comfort. Do you know what I mean? Like, some of our family go to our rest site and, like, see what they've got to say. Wherefore, I don't like doing that. I would prefer to text her. Wherefore, it's right next to her. I know she's not alive, but it's still going to her.
Yeah, and then, Sherry, you recently got a reply from her number. What did it say?
It said, "I'm watching over you and it's all going to get better. Just push through."
What on earth did you think when you saw that?
I felt sick. I felt absolutely sick. Loads of, like, horrible things were actually running through my head because I was thinking, well, you know, she's passed away 3 years ago. How somebody got a telephone and stuff like that. And little did I know, someone actually had this number all along.
Yeah, so the phone company has transferred that number to a new phone owner.
Yes.
And so they started responding to your messages. Now, I know you've been in touch with that phone owner since. What did the man say to you?
It wasn't actually me who spoke to him on the phone. It was actually my uncle, because at the time I was in work and I was really upset and just distressed. So my uncle had rang and explained the situation, and he actually thought that his friends had been pranking him, like, over text messages and what have you. But really, it was, you know, he didn't understand. And he did apologise. And I mean, I took it out on him, which I shouldn't have done, because it's not his fault at all. It's actually the fact that, you know, we were promised something and the number's been destroyed and gave to someone else.
Yeah, so you were promised that number would stay in your nan's name forever.
Yeah.
Now you're hoping to get that phone number back in your nan's name?
To be honest, no. It's no use to us anymore because of the fact that we know it's not going to her. And it's showed that it's not going to her because somebody else has received our messages. So with us getting that number back, it's no use to us anymore because she's not getting the messages to that phone.
Right. So how are you and the family feeling about all this now?
Well, we're absolutely just, like, we're just shocked. And I feel sick. I feel absolutely sick about it because it's just being taken away from me.
And is this affecting, you know, how you're now still grieving for your nan?
Well, yeah, because to be honest, I've not really grieved much for my nan. It just feels like she's away on holiday somewhere. And the fact that I'm seeing a phone, a text coming through on my phone saying nan, it made us feel absolutely sick. Me insides, there's not even a word I can to describe it.
So how do you think you're going to move on from here now, Sherry, in terms of getting over the loss of your nan?
I really, honestly, I really don't even know.